This is the world news from the BBC.
On 91.7 KALW San Francisco, now joined by Priya Mahadevan from our KALW news team for our local news.
Hey, Damien.
How you doing?
Good. So Marriott workers in San Francisco are voting on a new four-year contract today. It could end a nationwide strike that's been going on since the beginning of October. Early this morning, union leadership and management reached a possible contract agreement. Right now, 2,500 members of Unite Here Local 2 are deciding whether to ratify it. Details haven't been released, but if it's ratified today, workers will return to their jobs beginning Wednesday. Organizers in San Francisco claim this is the longest large-scale work stoppage that the city's hotel industry has seen in decades. Right now, San Francisco is the last holdout of the 8 U.S. cities where Marriott workers have gone on strike. The results of the ratification vote will be released at 6 o'clock, so just a few hours from now. Right. Stay tuned. And a U.S. appeals court has revived a lawsuit challenging California's restriction on the political party preference that candidates can list on ballots. The state currently allows one of six political parties to appear next to candidates' names as their party preference. But Damien, do you know what those six political parties are on the California ballot?
I don't.
So we've got Democrat, okay. Republican, Green, Peace and Freedom, Libertarian, and the American Independent Party, which is pretty right-wing. And the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals today, said that the rule imposed more than a slight burden on candidates' rights. It reversed a lower court decision dismissing the case. The lawsuit was brought by Emidio Soltysik, who wanted to list his party preference as Socialist Party USA. He was instead listed as having no party preference because the Socialist Party was not a qualified party listing.
Well, thank you so much for the local news here. And support for NPR comes from Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where employers can post jobs and use screener questions to build their short list of candidates. You can learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Elsa Chang.